Podcast number 6, Using Medications and Nicotine Replacement Therapy.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
Hi, how's my favorite support team?
We're getting smarter every day.
How's that?
Did you know that most people don't really know what is in tobacco?
Tell me, Great One, what do you see in this cigarette?
I see tar, which includes 4,000 chemicals and many that are known to cause cancer.
I see carbon monoxide, a gas that replaces the oxygen in your blood and makes you feel short of breath.
I also see nicotine, a drug that acts in the brain that produces pleasurable feelings. Kind of gives you a buzz.
Nicotine helps you to be focused and decreases appetite, but it wears off in a couple of hours.
It is the wearing off of nicotine that makes quitting tobacco so hard.
As nicotine wears off, smokers are sometimes left feeling irritable, angry, depressed, tired, impatient, and they can have difficulty concentrating. Those feelings start the cravings for a cigarette.
Over time, craving gets weaker, but they are strongest in the first 3 days. A person trying to quit smoking probably craves cigarettes during the first 72 hours after they quit.
So the nicotine that makes me feel good now makes me miserable later?
Exactly. But there are some very effective medications to help you stay comfortable while you're quitting.
For some, you need prescriptions. For others, you don't.
What's all of that?
This is information I got from Hytas about medicine that can help you quit smoking. We can help you decide which one to use.
Now, tell me again why Andre needs medication?
Because the last time I tried to quit, I only lasted a day and a half.
Captain Willpower lost again to the Nicomaniac.
Yeah, well, I found my secret weapon right here in this brochure.
What does it say?
The first weapon is a nicotine patch.
Let me see that. It says you put this on and wear it for 24 hours. Then you take the old patch off, you put the new one on, but change the spot.
So if I put it on my right arm today, tomorrow I put it on my left arm.
Or you could put it anywhere on your body.
Okay, I get it. But maybe I should try the gum. What does that say?
Well, this is not like ordinary gum.
Is it like gum that helps you breathe underwater?
No, this is nicotine gum. You can use one piece every hour, up to 15 pieces a day.
You mean you don't just chew away your cravings?
No, it says you take a few chews, then hold it between your gum and cheek. Then every time you get a craving, you take a couple more chews and move it to the other side of your mouth.
What if I feel dizzy from too much nicotine?
Just spit it out.
What's this one?
This is a lozenge. It's something like a cough drop. You keep it in your mouth until it dissolves. You can use this every hour up to 15 a day.
This is good. I can get these at the drugstore.
There are also prescriptions you can get.
I need to go to a doctor for these.
Yes, but you can also see the nurse practitioner at Hytas.
So what are these prescriptions?
You can get an inhaler or a nasal spray or new pills that can help you quit.
I had no idea that there was so much I can do to quit. Maybe I can last a little longer than a day and a half without a cigarette.
With our help.
The right counseling.
And one of these medications, I think you can really make it.
We'll just have to take it one day at a time.
This concludes all 6 podcasts from Hytas on quitting smoking.